Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Good afternoon, everybody. Boston is your artist of the day, and it is Festivus Friday, which is brought to you by Michelob Ultra. Drink responsibly. Let me be the very first to wish all of you, 576-7798, a very happy Festivus Friday.
Welcome, newcomers. The tradition of Festivus begins with the airing of grievances. I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it. My son tells me your company stinks.
Oh, God.
You couldn't smooth a silk sheet if you had a hot date with a babe. I lost my train of thought.
Let's go, let's get it on. You gotta grieve, man. It's Friday afternoon. Dana, I'm going to give you the honorary first grievance of the week.
Oh. It's really hard for me to grieve. I've had the greatest week ever.
Oh. You have no grievance.
I don't think I could grieve if I wanted to.
Sam, to the phones.
You don't want to hear my grievance because we talked about it for an hour yesterday.
Oh, well, it was a good one.
Thanks.
It was a good grievance.
Let's kick it off with Pam in Kansas City.
Pam, good afternoon. What's up, Pam?
Good afternoon and happy Memorial Day weekend to all of you.
Thank you.
My grievance is with the VA.
Okay.
Given the fact that I have relatives, my father and mother are both buried out at Leavenworth National Cemetery. Transportation constraints within the city will not allow me to get there. from the point in time that we buried them out there, I have not been able to get out there if my daughter couldn't get me there. And I don't understand why, not just for me, but for anyone who is disabled. And I'm not talking about blind. I'm talking about any degree of disability. Why the veterans don't do something to accommodate us to allow us to see our relatives.
All right. Pammy, you are in. Good to hear from you. And I thought I heard a little wheezing in your voice as well.
Yes. It's okay.
Sam, to the next one, if we could, please.
Elaine in Ottawa.
Elaine, Ottawa. Franklin
Hi,
County.
Elaine.
Hello.
My grievance is the fact that now that the CDC has decided that the virus is not necessarily that contagious on surfaces, and all playgrounds have been closed, but because of our phasing that they have to do it by such and such a time, all the kids in Jackson County will not be allowed, or at least in Eastern Jackson County, will not be allowed on playgrounds this weekend because the government can't take a fast step and open up the playgrounds. They're still closed. Yeah. I mean, you just said it on your news. And if we hadn't had all these phases and all these rules that the government felt that they had to put in place, you know, they would have had to have had a meeting today, which apparently would be impossible to do, even though they just do it on the phone, to decide to open them up and then have workers go and take off the orange tape or whatever. It just, it's maddening that we can do nothing. And this, we've got a lovely three-day weekend for kids to be on those playgrounds. There's no reason they haven't been on the playgrounds. There's certainly no reason they shouldn't be in this weekend, except we just can't move that fast.
Yeah. Dr. Hawkinson said in the very beginning that the studies that showed it survived on surfaces were in lab-controlled studies and environments. Yeah. And I think it was the CDC, Sam, that came out this week, maybe yesterday or the day before, and said the results are different in real life.
Yeah, I think that's correct.
Sam, if we can get one more before the break, if we could.
Let's go to Lisa in Lenexa.
Hey, Lisa, good afternoon. Welcome.
Hi. Nice to talk to you guys again after yesterday. I'm the one that called in with the Lexa story that you guys completely dogged out. So that's my grievance today.
Lisa, are you the whisperer?
God.
You know what? Dana, I was at work when I called. So therefore, that's why I had to talk quietly. So
are you at work now?
Ridiculous.
Are you at work now?
No, I'm not. So, but I don't talk really loud on the phone because I don't like everybody around me to hear what I'm talking about. Because it's nobody else's business, as far as I'm concerned, no matter where I'm at.
Well, I loved your story, and I believed you, Lisa.
And the other point I was going to make is I was an avid CD collector as well, Scott, and I don't know how you keep your collection, but I kept my collection in those Logic cases, which carried up to 200. And if you do the math, if you have about eight, maybe say, I know I had at least seven or eight cases that were that big, and average $13 per CD, it came out to the amount that I told you. So I was young and stupid and had them in my trunk, but I was in my car all the time, except for obviously when it got taken. But I just feel like you guys completely talked me out after a call that I couldn't give you the whole background.
Dana, wait, Lisa, fairness. Dana did not. I did.
No, yeah, you did. Yes, you did. And
I called
just the additional of, you know, was she in the library? Why was she talking so quiet? Like, ridiculous.
Come on, that was funny.
No,
funny.
Because
no,
the call wasn't funny, and
oh, come on, I thought that was funny.
No, I after you, I didn't find it funny, and it disappointed me because, for real, I have you guys are honestly a part of my day every day. I look forward to listening to you guys every single day. Because between COVID and actually some things that happened 6 to 8 months ago, I randomly started listening to you. I had never even heard of your show. I listened to your station to listen to some news, and I started listening to your show, And I was like, hey, these guys are funny. Took my mind off of a lot of stuff. And you guys actually helped me. And this is like my doctor even telling me that my PTSD has like dramatically decreased from just doing something different. And that something different is listening to you guys instead of listening to certain music or certain news that is just, you know, too much. It's too much in this day and time.
Well, Lisa, let me do this, because I'm not above it. If what I did yesterday offended or upset you, then I want to say that I'm sorry.
Thank you.
And I thought we were just kind of having fun with each other. And so if what I did was in your mind, and again, you know, I hate it when people apologize and they kind of precurse it. But if something I said yesterday offended you, then then I'm sorry.
Thank you.
And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. I'm sorry.
And I believe that. And I appreciate you. Thank you.
You have a good weekend.
I thought we were kind of goofing on each other. And so, it bothers me that I hurt you. And if I did, I truly apologize, and I'm sorry.
Thank you very much. That means a lot to me.
You are welcome, sweetheart. And, you know, let me say something real quick, Lisa. There are times where someone will call in and say something funny or do something funny, and you were whispering, and we acknowledge that because we know everyone listening is thinking the same thing. They were all thinking, you know, why was she being quiet? Was she in a bathroom, or was she at work? It makes absolute sense if you were at work why you were whispering. Yeah. We would do the same thing.
That part would have been funny if it wasn't like, you know, before that hearing. Oh, yeah, like I believe that about as far as I can throw it. Like, who that really happened. Like, yeah, that was a true call.
Lisa, listen, like, I'm not talking about the making fun of you for whispering.
So
I'm talking about the other stuff.
No, I know, but the additional comment was just like.
I know what I said. And if that hurt your feelings, which obviously it did, then I need to make amends to you, and I need to tell you that I am sorry, and I won't do that to you again. I promise.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Okay. I hope you have a wonderful weekend, and I hope we hear from you soon. Okay? Be well. Be safe. Man, I'm a turd. 576-7798.
We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll.
I must confess, it is my guilty pleasure from the 80s. I don't think this song sucks. Missy in Blue Springs. Good afternoon. Welcome to Festivus Friday, brought to you by Michelob Ultra. Hello, Missy.
Hi. I have a grievance that you didn't spend enough time on Memorial Day, because I had a story that possibly could have even made Dana cry.
Dana, are you here? Well, I don't know that Dana's with us, but go ahead and share your story.
Well, I have three grandsons. Their daddy was killed in Afghanistan in 2000, and he died exactly like he told my daughter would happen, and everything that he said happened. And he had premonition. And one of their sons was born with cerebral palsy, autism. He was having seizures. And he couldn't talk for many, many years. This young man wrote a letter to Joey Logano, the NASCAR driver, and nobody knew. And my daughter got a phone call from the team. And this is a child that you couldn't even say happy birthday to. He would just break down mentally and emotionally. And he found out that Joey Logano was putting his daddy's name across the front window of his car this Sunday and driving with him on.
This coming Sunday?
This coming Sunday, yeah.
I'll look for that. I'll cheer for him.
Yeah, for a kid that, I mean, he has so much against him, and he hates showing us that a disability is not a reason.
Hmm. Thank you for the call. Be well.
You're very welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Be well. All right. Sam, let's get one more before the break.
Mike in Prairie Village.
Hey, Mike. Good afternoon, buddy.
Hey, how are you, Scott?
I'm doing well. Thank you, man.
So it started to change gears drastically from the last call. This is admittedly a petty grievance with Dana, who is absent, I understand.
We're trying to get her back on. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Long story short, my wife's been a fan of the show for many years and recently graduated from law school. And we had Dana had agreed to do a congratulations video for her last weekend via email and didn't follow through on it. And, of course, she's not present with us now, which is great. But this is actually going to be perfect because it'll live on the podcast forever now. So this is actually better than it could have been. So,
all right. I'm glad we got you in, brother. Thank you, man. Telephone number here is 576-7798. 576-7798. Your grievances coming up when we get back on Dana and Park. Reminder that coronavirus has ruined your life. These guys were supposed to perform at Sandstone this summer.
Oh.
Yep.
How old is he?
Oh, God, they're well into their 40s. 50s, probably? 50s?
60s.
The Black Crowes?
Yes.
No, they hit it big in 88 or 9? No. No. New. To the phones on Festivus Friday is brought to you by Michelob Ultra. Hello. Good afternoon. Who do we go to, Sam?
John in Kansas City.
Hey, John. Good afternoon, buddy.
Hey, y'all, speaker of the phone. Hey, how's it going here, Scott?
It's going well, man. Thanks. Go ahead.
My grievance is something we all discussed earlier this week. People who move into an area knowing full well there's a train track, train crossing, raceway in the area. And then demand that it be silent just for them.
Okay. All right, brother. Good to have you in. Sam,
it's
to the next
one,
please.
Let's go to Mike in Overland Park.
Mike, good afternoon. Hello. Welcome, my friend.
How you doing, guys? Love you. Love your show.
Love you, brother.
I'm on the phone just sitting here in my car, bird crapped on my arm. If you need a bird, you call me.
Wait, what did you say?
It crapped on your arm?
He said, you need a turd, you call me.
Have you ever had that happen, Scott?
A bird crap on me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, sure. I mean, it didn't happen a lot, but yeah, in New York, yeah. You're walking around, bird crap's on you? Yeah. You've never had a bird crap on you?
I don't think so.
In your life?
I don't think so.
Have you been to New York?
Yeah, but it's not like a life goal for me to have a bird crap on me.
Well, it wasn't my life goal either. I wasn't like, hey, let's go to New York and have a bird poop on me. It wasn't like an aim. Sam, to the phones if we could, please, with another grievance.
Sorry, I was screening.
No, listen, dude. I know that you are doing the Lord's work.
Well, thanks.
And you're doing three jobs at once, so I'm not mad.
And someone broke into his truck this week.
That also happened. Let's go to Joel in the Northland.
Joel. Hello, Hi, Joel.
Hello, Dana. Hello, Scott. How are you doing?
We're doing well. Good. Thank you, man.
Good. I don't know if this is necessarily a grievance or maybe just a suggestion, but maybe at least for a while we mix things up and not do a Festivus Friday from 5 to 6 to end the week, maybe something more upbeat. I could even handle an hour of Danaisms and bad jokes.
Interesting thought.
We've mixed it up before and done Thankful Friday, where you can either grieve or call in and say something you're thankful for.
That would work.
Well, go ahead.
What am I thankful for? I am thankful for my family and my friends, and I'm thankful for the Dana and Park show that keeps me entertained every day.
Aw.
All right, fine. Let's here. We'll do this. I'm not opposed. Last 15 minutes of the show, let's do a gratitude meeting.
Good.
You tell me what you're grateful for. 576-7798. We'll break the rules a little bit. Grateful Friday is brought to you by Michelob Ultra. I know you're grateful for Michelob Ultra.
Who isn't?
Dana, you're first.
I am grateful for Wi-Fi and my job. And for you, Scott, and for who has had a very difficult week.
All right. Sam, you're next.
What am I grateful for? I'm grateful that I still have a truck.
Even though you don't have the title to.
Well, that's glass half full.
Right? I still have 4 wheels, and they told me that they're going to fix it for about a third of the cost that I was expecting.
Oh, good.
Okay,
oh, that makes me happy.
Now, see, that's good. That's grateful.
Yes. I am grateful for that.
All right, what
Scott?
Else are you grateful for? Well, hang on. Let's dig a little deeper. What else are you grateful for? That's it? Just that you don't have to pay so much on your truck?
I mean, there's a lot of things that I'm grateful for. All the people that I have. I mean, my brother, who he's down in Florida. I called him up, and without hesitation, he let me borrow his truck. So that's how I've been getting to work. Mm-hmm. My girlfriend, who drove me all the way to the airport to get my brother's truck. And anybody and everybody who listened to me complain this week about how awful my week was.
Your week was bad, Aww. Man. Your week was bad. Your week was bad. My turn?
Yes.
Okay. All right, fine. I am... What?
Because you're grumpy and you're heavy sighing, so I know that this is hard
no,
for you.
No, no, no. It's not heavy sighing. It's thoughtfulness. It's thoughtfulness.
Oh. Okay.
I am grateful that even in these... And I hate the term difficult times. You hear that on the news all the time. During these difficult times... I hate that term. But I am grateful that during these difficult times, I still have a job. I still, even though we're not in the same room, I get to hang out with you. I'm grateful that every day I still get to see Sam Stevie III in the parking lot, even though we have to hand off stories to each other from 6 feet apart. I'm grateful that my mother called my brother a douche.
I mean, who isn't?
Because that made me feel like maybe for just a brief moment I was the number one kid. Just for a brief moment when I read it, I was like, oh, well, I'm number one. And then I realized it was a mistype. And can I be serious for a second, or are you guys going to make fun of me?
No, I'm serious.
No, because if I'm going to get serious... If you guys make fun of me, I'll never be
serious
not. Again.
I will not.
I will not okay. either.
This weekend means a lot to me. Always has. I am grateful that I live in a country where I can say whatever I want within reason and I don't get punished for it. And I'm grateful, damn you, that I go to a cemetery on Monday filled with heroes who fought for that right. And I'm grateful that my dad is one of them.
That's beautiful, week, Scott.
This weekend is hard for me. And I'm just grateful that I was born lucky. And you know, I mean, I hate Memorial Day weekend. I hate it. And I love it. It's always hard for me. And I was just born lucky. And so many aren't. And I'm just proud. And I look forward to seeing him, talking to him. And I have no idea why when I cry, my voice goes up 2 octaves. I have no idea. But I'm grateful. I'm grateful to be free. I'm grateful that I can criticize my government and not worry about the repercussions. And I'm grateful that my father fought for that. And with that, I'll pass. And we'll go to break.
Tell me something good. Tell me that you love me, yeah.
Get to it. We've changed Festivus Friday to Tell Me Something Good, brought to you by Michelob Ultra. Thank you, by the way, for the people on the text line who are saying nice things. For those of you who are making fun of me, burn in hell. Okay. Let's go to the phones. Sam, if we could.
Sure. Let's go to Marcia in Raytown.
Hi, Marcia.
Hi. I'm sorry. Let me get the speaker. Love you guys. Love our show.
Thank you. God bless you.
And God bless you, too. I feel bad saying this, but at the end of the show, whoever says goodbye, that gets to me every time.
Do you want to explain that, Sam?
I'd be happy to.
Sorry.
So one day on the show, we were talking about Vanna White and what she does for, I believe it's Wheel of Fortune? Is that the show? And apparently all she does is push buttons and say bye. And Will Starrett, who was our newsman at the time, said basically what Sam does. And so instead of just pushing buttons, I decided to start saying bye as well.
The way that she says it. Bye.
Yeah. Bye.
She's not allowed to contribute anything more to that. She just stands there, nods, laughs at his stupid jokes, and says, bye.
So, yeah, that's why I adopted the overly sarcastic bye at the end of the show.
Okay. Sam, to the next one, please.
Yes, let's go.
Tell me something good.
Rosemary and Branson.
Rosemary, good afternoon.
Hi, Rosemary.
Hello,
hi,
Rosemary.
Hi, guys.
Hey there.
Love your
hey.
Show. I listen to it on radio. So, well, you know, the radio podcasting. And so today I'll tell you something good. I used to work at a job taking care of people with disabilities. And today I work at a retail establishment And the mom came in, and I went out there to the car where her daughter was, and she's an older adult child. And I hadn't seen her, like, for 3 months. And I'm blowing her kisses. And then she put her finger up on the window, and I put mine up there, too. And it just made my heart so happy because she remembered me. And anyway, that's my tell me something good. So anyway.
That's beautiful. Hey, can I ask you a question? How's Branson?
Oh, it's crazy. I live down behind Silver Dollar City, and they're coming in here like crazy people. They're lost. I've seen one guy pulling a pontoon. He's been up and down this road. He don't even know where the hell he is. And apparently...
Wait. Stop. What do you mean he doesn't know where he is?
Okay, apparently he doesn't have GPS in his big old truck. I'm sorry. They're just going up and down the road, and it's crazy. I hope they don't hit my cat, because they're just silly. So,
But people are coming back to the attractions and stuff?
Yes. Silver Dollar City is not open. I live right behind it. But they're coming down the lake, and it's supposed to rain, like, for the next 10 days here. So have fun, as I sit on my porch, and watch you all drive around randomly, because you don't know where you're at. It's crazy.
Wait. You don't know where you're at?
No, these people do not know. They don't apparently have GPS.
GP what?
GPS. These people just are like, this guy has got, he's pulling a pontoon. He has been up and down the road now twice and gone down the same, like, road twice. And apparently they don't have GPS in their vehicles. Because they don't know where they're at.
Okay, are you saying GPS or GPX?
GPS. I'm Paul. S is in Sam.
Okay.
Hi, Sam. So Hello. They don't know where they're at. And they're, like, coming here. So, like I said, I work in a retail establishment. And they come in there, what do you mean you don't have any hand sanitizer? Why do you have disinfectant wipes? I'm like going, oh, we just don't. So, anyway, it is what it is.
Hey, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
What time did that party start at your house?
What time did the party start at my house? It started about, I don't know, 4.
I knew it.
I think that's awesome.
Hey, it's a lake. You know, I live here. So
I'm, amen.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, be well. Have a great weekend, okay? All right, Sam, we got one more, I think.
We do. Let's go to David in Overland Park.
All right, David in OP. What's up, David?
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well, man. Thanks for asking.
That's great. I'm just grateful to be on lunch at work right now, and for sunny day it is.
That is a good thing before.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely a good thing.
Okay.
People need the vitamin D, Scott. People need the vitamin D.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do. All right. Sam, you get the last grievance or I'm thankful for. And don't say you're thankful that your truck got broken into.
Why would I be thankful for that?
I'm thankful for GPS.
Was I wrong? It sounded like she said GPX.
GPS? No, she's got that twang going on.
I'm thankful for GPX.
I'm going to piggyback the last guy and say that I'm just thankful to be in work right now and having a job. I mean, I have 2 jobs. But
right on, brother.
Yeah.
Right on. All right. I think we're closing in on the end of the hour here. Your bonus hour is coming up. What the hell was
She's
that?
She's ready to celebrate.
Yeah, she is. Hey, you. Crazy.
Yeah.
Get your ass back to town. Now.
I know. Okay.
I'm done.
Woohoo!
Longest week of my life. All right. Pot it down. They made enough money on this song. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in all of America, the great Sam Stevie III, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright, I am Scott Parks. And God willing, we're all back on Tuesday at 2 o'clock. Enjoy your Memorial Day weekend. Pay your respects. they did something you weren't willing to do. Remember that. Remember that. Have a great weekend. Be safe. Be well. Be good. We gonna celebrate your party with you. Come on now. Let's all celebrate and have a good time. Celebration. We gonna celebrate and have a good time.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.